It is November 2nd, 2012, day two of the Virginia Film Festival in lovely Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Sean McCord in the Main Street Arena, where you can come by and pick up your ticket, your schedules, your t-shirts, your hats, your programs, everything film festival related. And I have the honor of sitting across from actor and all-around good guy and Albemarle native Billy Campbell.
Charlottesville native.
Charlottesville native Billy Campbell. Now, you're here with your film, Fat Kid Rules the World, which screens Sunday at 7 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. We'll get to that in a moment, but for people right now who are going, Billy Campbell, where do I know that name from? They're going to recognize your voice. You sort of burst onto the screen 20 years ago. I can't believe The Rocketeer.
21 years ago.
21 years ago. I remember, when it had its anniversary release recently.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you were in Time and Again.
Once and Again.
Excuse me. Thank you. And then recently you were on The Killing.
Yeah.
On AMC.
Yeah.
And now you're in Fat Kid Rules the World. Well, tell us a little bit about that film first.
Well, I was... it was a couple of summers ago. We shot it in Seattle. I got a call from my agent. Asked if I wanted to go to Seattle for a couple of weeks and do a film for Matthew Lillard. And Lillard and I had worked together years before on a pilot that had never that never got picked up.
A TV pilot.
And he's a great guy. And I knew as soon as she said Lillard, I knew I wanted to do it.
In.
And then, I went to Seattle. It may be one of the sweetest... It may be the film I'm the most happy with that I've ever done.
Really?
It might be.
Well, okay. Well, so you got involved because of your friend Matthew Lillard, who is also he's an actor turned director. He would be familiar to people. But tell us about this script and your character.
Well, it's a really endearing story of a kid, an unhappy kid in high school who is befriended. Quote-unquote befriended by a street kid who is a dropout from the very same school that my kid goes to. I play the father of the big kid, and I'm, as a father, torn because this is a rare occasion when somebody is showing an interest in my kid and wanting to be friends with him. But at the same time, not wanting my kid to be taken advantage of. And so I try to straddle the situation and with mixed results.
And so has this film been going around to other film festivals? Have you had other appearances?
Yeah. It's had wonderful success. We were in South by Southwest and won the Audience Award of South by Southwest.
Now you're home. Now it's at the Virginia Film Festival in Charlottesville. What does it feel like to be here? And do you get to come home very often?
I do. I come home a couple times a year at least. I was just here weeks ago. Well, nearby. I was in Richmond working. But, I come home. I get home to Charlottesville as often as possible.
Well, you have a lot of family here. I see you brought your,
do,
your
family
your niece
and friends.
And your nephew.
Yeah.
Very cool. And have you been to the Virginia Film Festival before?
No, it's my first time.
Well, and you've picked an auspicious date. This is our 25th anniversary.
Terrific.
Yeah. So we probably started up. Well, I guess the film festival was still going when you lived here.
I guess. What was the year it started?
1988 was the first Virginia Film
No,
Festival.
No, you know, I left in 83.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so just before then.
Yeah.
I know you've just arrived, but have you had a chance to look at the program? Are there other films that have caught your eye that you're interested in?
I really haven't even seen the program yet. I just flew in last night, and I'm looking forward. I have the magical all-access pass, so I'm looking forward to seeing what I can. But
well, there'll be plenty for you to see. So so the film you're here for, Fat Kid Rules the World, screens Sunday at 7 p.m. at Newcomb Hall Theater. And what's next for Billy Campbell? What other projects are you working on right now?
I don't know what's coming up next. I did a few projects over the summer. I finished The Killing, and I went on to do...
Which was a great series.
Thank you.
And you did a terrific job.
Oh, thank you.
I got to pause here for a minute because it was just such you know, so interesting to see you in a role like that. You know, we've been used to you as a romantic lead. We've been used to you in comedy. I remember seeing you on television a lot, you know, in Cheers and Frasier. and then to see a very serious, heavy role where at the end of the first season, things didn't look good for you.
No. No, they didn't.
And the, watch the transition that your characters went through. It was just great to see you get that kind of canvas where you could draw a character out over two seasons.
I mean, it was in many ways, it was in every way, it was it may be the best job I will ever have had. It was a wonderfully written show. It was impeccably directed. It was with a brilliant cast. Mm-hmm. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I mean, everyone in the show was amazing. Yeah. It was an ensemble cast, so I went to work sometimes 2 days a week, and I was living and working in the city of my dreams, which, aside from Charlottesville, is Vancouver, BC, Canada.
So, do you have a resident up there?
I do. I've been living there for about 5 years now.
Okay. Yeah. So at the end, I had to ask, because there were a lot of fans who were sort of up in arms at the end of the first season. Mm. When we've been following this case all along, and we thought it was solved, and at the last minute it was turned around. Mm. Did you know where the story was going at that point?
I did.
Non-disclosure statement. You weren't allowed to talk.
No,
to
I knew. Well, I knew. I didn't know where the story was going. What I did know was that it wouldn't be resolved at the end of the first season.
Right.
And the whole, you know, the uproar about it, I think, was kind of a symptom, really, of the it's sort of the disappearance of journalism. Because had anyone actually done the slightest bit of research, they'd have known as well that the show would not be resolved until the end of the second season. We're derived from a Danish show,
right?
And we were a fairly faithful, aside from a few twists, a fairly faithful translation of it. So anyone who had done the least bit research would have known that there would be a cliffhanger at the end of the first season. I think it's part of the problem with the disappearance of journalism and the emergence of blogging.
Well, they were right. Everybody can start talking to each other instantaneously. So AMC has become a channel known for doing these kind of long-form dramas. Mm-hmm. If another project came along like that, would you be interested?
Oh, absolutely. Kidding? Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. It was heaven. It was heaven. I, you know, I would get the script every week, and it was very much like getting the new chapter to a juicy novel that you're reading. And I would go home and make a cup of tea and sit by the fire and make a thing of it. You know, it was fantastic. It was heaven in every conceivable way for me, that job. Well, the only thing that would have made it better is if the studio had been close enough to my house that I could have taken the train or the bus or ridden my bicycle or something.
Oh, just far enough away that you had to.
Just far enough away that when we were shooting studio days, I had to drive. Mm. But on days that we were location shooting, more often than not, we were downtown, and I would walk to work or ride my bicycle.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the extra time with us. Actor Billy Campbell here with Fat Kid Rules the World, which, again, screens Sunday, 7 p.m. Newcomb Hall Theater. And then Matthew Lillard will be there.
Yes.
To talk about the film. And will you be joining him? Have you been invited?
I would imagine I'll be joining him, yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, I'll be there for sure at the screening.
Yep. Excellent. Well, Billy, well, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the festival.
I will indeed.
And enjoy your time here in Charlottesville with your family. And I hope we get to see you here again.
Thank you. Thanks, Sean.